Here's Ray Gilbert with it. He'll give it up top to Uchman. Uchman will throw it to Carson. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer. Good.
Yeah. Braxton, they're going to set off of him. He's not really a threat to hit that shot, or they don't think he is, and he stepped right into that. That might be something we want to see.
He's got five on the night. Ball's knocked around. Van Buren's able to avoid a turnover as Denton's going to go in for the layup. Good. Kind of a hook shot, actually.
Took a few little steps down there, it looked like. All the Mountain Home fans and the coaches were asking for a travel from the officials.
Then with his first 2 points of the night, 22-15, Van Buren up. 7 minutes left to play in the half. Inskeep gives it up top to Dewey. Over to Uchman. On the right side now to Gilbert. Down to Dewey. He's going to put up the jumper off the glass and in. Good use of the backboard there.
Yeah, great use of the backboard. Kind of turned around. Got his defender on the ground, and he was able to take advantage of it.
Wow, back the other way. Jackson Gazelle immediately puts up the three on the right side. Good. It is 25-17, Van Buren up. 6.5 minutes left to play in the half. Ball goes over to Uchman on the left side. Up top to Dewey. Now to Gilbert. Over to Carson on the right side. 15 left on the shot clock. Up top to Dewey. Over to Uchman. Now to Gilbert. Gilbert trying to figure out where to go. He gives it to Dewey. Now to Carson. He's going to try another three-pointer. This one won't go, and the rebound's controlled by Cooley.
Look, he is a 22% three-point shooter from up there on the top of the key. So is capable of making about one every. Yep, good defense out there by Rhett Gilbert.
Yep, there's a charge called on Trenton Cooley. That's his first personal foul. Team found number one here in the second quarter against the Pointers. McGee Harris, Ryder McClain, and Blaine Tate coming back in for Mount Elmer, replacing Rhett Gilbert, Levi Uchman, and Coben Inskeep. I believe Van Buren brought in a couple subs as well. They brought in Devin Mays, a 5'11 senior, and Elijah Johnson, a 6'1 junior. Ball goes over to Harris on the left side. Now rotated to McClain on the right. He'll throw it out to Harris. Or to McClain on the left. Out to Dewey. Now to Carson. Over to Harris on the right side. To Dewey, 10 left on the shot clock. Back to Harris. Harris going to dribble into the lane, put up the leaner, no good. And McDonald saves the rebound into Cazell. Ball goes down on the low block to Johnson. Now pass to McDonald. I don't know if it's actually intended for him, but he's there to pick it up. Now he'll get to Brazel, who will set the offense. Over on the right side goes to Cazell. Up top now to Mays. Back over to Cazell on the right. He's going to try another three-pointer, and he gets it. Jackson Cazell with eight on the night. It's a double-digit lead now for Van Buren. 28-17, our score. 4:55 left in the half.
Van Buren just needs to chip away at this lead. We need to get stops. I don't know that we've stopped them this quarter. Maybe the offensive foul. That's the only one time we've really stopped them. But they've been able to hit some shots.
Yep. Ball goes to Carson at the free throw line. He'll give it to Tate. Back to Carson. Carson's trying to go in for the layup. He's going to be called for the travel. Hey. 4:36 left to play in the half. Pointers get the ball back, leading by 11. Brazel in the corner gives it to Mays. Over on the left side to Brazel. He's going to drill to the low block, put up the jumper. Good. Drew Brazel with his first 2 points of the night.
You look at somebody scoring and you're like, oh, they're hot. And then you're like, oh, that's their first 2 points of the night.
Yep.
They're just all kind of moving to the rim, and it's somebody different every time down the floor for Van Buren.
Brady Dewey's going to put up the three at the top. Good. Dewey with six on the night. 30-20, Van Buren up. 4:05 left in the half. Brazel into the front court. Has passed to McDonald's, locked away. Mountain comes up the steal, but then they almost turn it over themselves, but Carson gets the ball, can't get the reverse layup, and the rebound's controlled by Johnson.
Oh, man, Braxton got the steal. Tried to throw it ahead of Tate for the layup. Just a little bit too much on it. Tate, good job saving it in right into the hands of Braxton, and that ball rolled every which way but through the net.
McDonald with it. He's going to throw it over on the right side to Cazell. Down in the corner to Johnson. Johnson dribbles to the wing. Gives it there to Brazel. He's going to put up the three-pointer. Good. Drew Brazel with five on the night.
I mean, he just made a layup the last time down, and he said, now it's my time to shoot a three, and just stepped into it and drilled it.
33-20, and now a stoppage of play. Timeout. Oh, no. Brayden Dewey's bleeding. Okay.
Oh, yeah, just a little bit.
Oh my goodness. It's streaking a little bit off his face. So Drew Haney's going to come in, and so is Rhett Gilbert, as they'll replace Brayden Dewey and McGee Harris. Trenton Cooley and A.G. Denton coming back in for Van Buren, as they'll replace Devin Mays and Elijah Johnson.
Coach Fulcher, Coach Morris over here, I just heard him say, we've had enough of it. Dewey just gets beat up every game.
Yep.
Every single game he gets beat up. He's coming off bleeding now, and I just heard Fulcher say, I'm tired of it, to the officials, and they got to get it under control.
McClain dribbles into the lane, loses the handle of the ball, goes out of bounds. They're going to say last touch by Van Buren. It will be Mount Holmes' ball with a 3:02 left to play in the half. 14 left on the shot clock. Tate will inbound the ball on the baseline. Tries to throw it to Carson. Ball goes over his head. He's able to avoid the turnover and chase it down. Gives it to Gilbert. Gilbert is going to pull up for the three on the right side. No good. And the rebound's controlled by Cooley. Back quickly comes Brazel. He dribbles to the lane. Throws it to Cazell in the left corner. His three-pointer, good. He's now double figures of 11. 36-20 our score. And another timeout's going to be called by Mountain Home. So we will break with 2:36 left to play in the half. It is Van Buren leading Mountain Home 36-20. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Use your smile to change the world, but don't let the world change your smile. North Arkansas Dental Group, formerly known as Coleman Family Dentistry, is a proud supporter of Mountain Home Bombers. A family-friendly dental office providing a state-of-the-art clinic, North Arkansas Dental Group is dedicated to you, your health, and especially your smile. Visit us at our new location at 2338 Highway 62 West or call 870-424-4670. Go Bombers.
Mount Holmes taking their last 30-second timeout of the night with 2:36 left to play in the half as they trail Van Buren 36-20. Wow, I tell you what, they've already hit, looks like, six threes tonight.
Yeah, I mean, that's what they do. They're a potent offense, and, you know, so far they're defending Mountain Home really well. You know, we get the ball to start the second half. There's 2:36 left in this game. We need to make sure that we just close it out well and get some scores and stops.
Gilbert with it on the left side, gives up top to Harris. Over to McClain on the right. McClain's going to dribble to the corner, put up the jumper, misses everything. Rebound's controlled by Cooley. He's quickly back the other way. Finding Denton in the lane for the layup. It won't go. Rebound's knocked around, controlled by McClain.
You know, when you've got one of those teams that just are like, you just kind of have your number, you know? And just kind of when you play them, it seems like everything kind of goes wrong and it goes right for them. This is Van Buren with us.
Red Gilbert gets the leaner in the paint. His first 2 points of the night. 36-22, Van Buren up. 1:50 left in the half. Brazel with it up top. Gives over to Cooley on the left side. To McDonald at the elbow. He drills the low block. Puts up the jumper. Basket rolls around, falls in, and he draws contact. Lavin McDonald will go to the free throw line for the first time tonight to try to convert the three-point play. Drew Haney picks up his first personal foul. First team foul here in the second quarter against Mountain Home. So Lavin McDonald, again, to try to convert the three-point play with 1:42 left in the half. He misses the free throw, and the rebound's controlled by McClain.
I sure hope McDonald's a senior, and I think he is.
Yes, he is.
Good.
He's got 14 on the night. Gilbert with on the left, on the right side.
So you're telling me this may be the last time we see him this year.
Maybe. Carson puts up the three near the top. No good, but McClain's there to tip it back up and in. McClain with five on the night. 38-24. Pointers up. Brazel with it. Gives it to Cazell. Cazell will throw it to Brazel on the right side. Dribbles to the corner. Puts up the jumper. No good. Haney gets the rebound. 105 left in the half.
Got another stop. Let's go get a score.
Gilbert across the timeline. Dribbles on the right side. Takes a screen from Haney. Dribbles to the free throw line. Puts up the leaner. No good. And offense rebound for Haney. But his pass knocked away and stolen by Van Buren. Brazel with it. Throws it to Cazell. He's going to put up the three-pointer. Why not? He gets it. Jackson Cazell with 14. 12 of those from behind the arc.
Yeah, he did.
much.
Coach Moore's mad after he made that three-point. He pulls up and he like looks like he's shooting a gun. Kind of takes his fingers like he's, you know,
oh,
shooting a
right?
shot down. Yeah,
okay, I missed that.
The coaches are upset with the official saying, hey, he can't do that.
Harris dribbles just outside the paint. His jumper no good. Carson gets a rebound, but it has the ball knocked away. And a scramble for the ball. It's going to be Matt and Van Buren getting the steal and the timeout.
It's two possessions in a row. We got offensive rebounds that led to turnovers after that.
We'll break with 12.7 seconds left in the half. It is Van Buren leading now to now 41-24. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty provides dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
Van Buren taking their first time out right after they are able to get the steal, scramble to get the steal, really. Now they've with 12.7 seconds left, they have a chance to get one more shot before the end of the half.
Yeah, Mountain Home needs a big stop right here.
So it will be McDonald inbounding the ball in the backcourt. Gets into Brazel. Brazel into the front court, 10 seconds left. Ball goes to McDonald. He's going to put up the long three-pointer. This one won't go. And the rebound's controlled by McLean. Down to 2 seconds. He's going to put up one last heave. Whoa, that sailed well over the backboard.
Yeah.
Had more than I realized. So it's going to be a 17-point lead for Van Buren going into the locker room. Our score at the break. Van Buren leading now to 41-24. We'll start the Central Heating and Cooling halftime show in a moment. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Discover the refreshing difference at Baxter Real Estate Company. While they welcome new faces, their agents are seasoned experts in the realm of real estate, particularly the captivating Twin Lakes area. With a treasure trove of knowledge and years of experience under their belts, their team offers unrivaled guidance to fulfill your property dreams. The area is experiencing a rise in